Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 22, 1806. Hats for Lewis and Clark. The Indians of the Northwest Coast were very fine basket makers, using materials such as cedar bark, grasses, and bulrushes. They were especially adept at making baskets to cook in, grass mats, and a conical hat that shed rain and fastened under the chin. Lewis and Clark were fascinated with these unique hats. Today's journal entry is like reading a daily newspaper, full of interesting items.
Visited this morning by two clats of women and two boys who brought a parcel of excellent hats made of cedar bark and ornamented with bear grass. Two of these hats had been made by measures which Captain Clark and myself had given one of the women some time since with a request to make each of us a hat. They fit us very well and are in the form we desired them. We purchased all the hats and distributed them among the party. The woodwork and sculpture of these people, as well as these hats and their waterproof baskets, evidence an ingenuity by no means common among the aborigines of America. In the evening they returned to their village, and Drewyer accompanied them in their canoe in order to get the dogs, which the Clatsops have agreed to give us in payment for the elk they stole from us some weeks since. These women informed us that the small fish began to run, which we supposed to be herring from their description. They also informed us that their chief, Commawool, had gone up the Columbia to the valley in order to purchase Wapato, a part of which he intended trading with us on his return. One of the canoes broke the cord by which it was attached and was going off with the tide this evening. We sent Sergeant Pryor and a party after her, who recovered and brought her back. Our sick are all on the recovery. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 22, 1806.
Lewis went on to write about the mountain goat. Apparently, he had heard of this animal but had never actually seen one. He called it a sheep and described it as adapted to high elevation and rocky slopes and in abundance on the chain of mountains which form the woody country on the coast. The party had seen the natives wearing the skins of the animals and also saw blankets that the Indians had made of its wool. Tomorrow, sea otters and seals.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.